Now, with a Fitbit and a Whoop and being a bit of a health geek in general about these things, I currently have sleep stats coming out of my ears. So I've learned a few things by now about what helps and hinders our sleep. And today, that's what I want to do. I want to take you through a sleep routine for guys in their 40s and 50s that you can follow each night. No meditation or candles anywhere, I promise. But it will make sure you fall asleep, you stay asleep, and you get great quality sleep, which, as you know, will then lift your mood and energy and motivation and testosterone levels, which in turn helps you feel great and get in shape too. Hey, Chris here from Over 40 Freaking Awesome, helping guys 40 plus to take control of their health, fitness and well-being by building long-term habits that stick instead of trying all sorts of weird and wonderful programs every couple of months without any success. If that sounds like exactly what you need in your life, please do subscribe. Now, before we talk sleep routines, I've had some great chats with guys this week who took me up on the offer of a free call to discuss my Thrive 2020 coaching program. If you'd like to do likewise and possibly be one of the couple of guys that I can take on this coming week to lose 20 pounds and feel 20 years younger in 12 weeks, go to the link in the description and find a time that suits you for that. Anyway, on to sleep and a routine that you can follow, starting from basically after dinner time and taking you right up to when you're in bed, that my trial and error and experience and geeky stats tracking has shown works almost every time, making sure I get 7 or 8 hours of great sleep every night. Now, I say almost every time because, of course, I do still get the odd night when I am inexplicably laying awake at 2 a.m. wondering, why did I do that thing 30 years ago? What a fool I was, and all sorts of other random things. But thankfully, that's very much the exception when I follow this sleep routine that I'm going to take you through today. Now, where do I get all of these sleep stats from? Well, I have a Fitbit that I use mainly as a smartwatch for its vibrating alarms and phone notifications, so I don't have to have my phone beside me at all times tempting me. Now, the Fitbit tracks sleep pretty well, light sleep, REM sleep and deep sleep and time awake. Then I also have a Whoop, which I use for tracking workout intensity, heart rate variance and recovery. And that makes sure that I avoid doing too much when my body is already a mess. But also on the flip side, it tells me, hey, you're well rested, you're well recovered, you're not sick, so go for it in this workout. Now, the Whoop also tracks all three sleep types too very well, as well as being a bit more accurate on time spent awake compared to the Fitbit in my experience anyway. These sleep stats are useful to us because they help me cross-reference what I did the previous day in terms of bedtime, sleep environment, supplements, activity levels and all that. And that lets me see how that affected my sleep, both regular sleep and deep sleep. So, for example, the first thing that jumped out at me when I started cross-referencing things is how just one beer in the evening affects your deep sleep. It causes you to wake up a little more often during the night. It elevates your heart rate too, which is obviously really annoying if you like a beer in the evenings too, but there always is non-alcoholic beer, thankfully. But by this stage, I've been able to hone right in on what we need to do to nail sleep, night in, night out. And I'm going to give you a simple 7-step sleep routine. Like I said, no candles, no whale music, just some steps to take so you can take control of your sleep as well. So firstly, after dinner, avoid spicy, rich snacks and alcohol. This stops you getting indigestion later when you're trying to relax and sleep. While, as I said, with alcohol, it may make you feel sleepy and fall asleep initially, but it results in much lower quality sleep. You don't fall into the deep sleep that you need to feel mentally and physically recovered the next day. The next step is avoid all liquids after 7 p.m. Now, sadly, our prostates aren't what they used to be. We need to pee more frequently as we get older. In the past, I would have been up most nights at 2 or 3 a.m. for a pee, and then I would struggle to fall back asleep sometimes. Now, there is a cheap supplement called Sol Palmetto that can reduce an enlarged prostate, so you don't need to pee so frequently. But just making sure your last pee before bedtime is emptying the tank because you stopped drinking mid-evening is also a simple, doable step as well. Now next, in the evenings, try and be active, but avoid anything super high intensity, which could leave you wired with your heart pumping like crazy for hours afterwards. So things like a brisk walk after dinner or a weights workout are great ways to tire your limbs so your body and your mind are tired and ready for sleep at bedtime. If your days are pretty sedentary at work, I'm sure you've experienced the feeling of being mentally shattered at bedtime, but your body has other ideas. So the next step, around 10 p.m, turn off all screens, phones, iPad, laptop, TV. Give your eyes and brain a break. By all means, read a book, talk to your family, prep some things for the next day. But to allow your sleepy hormone, melatonin, to kick in, you need to avoid the blue light from phone screens and the sensory overload you get from watching TV. Next step, since you've got some time to kill before getting to bed now, 10 p.m. is also a great time to take some magnesium, either as magnesium glycinate, 200 to 400 milligrams, or in the ZMA supplement that I've spoken about previously, that's great for guys over 40. Both contain the magnesium that we need to settle our nerves, calm anxiety, and encourage that melatonin production to help ourselves get into a super deep sleep and also get some crazy dreams in the process. Then the next step is to actually get into bed at 10:30 p.m. And now it's all about your sleep environment. You're trying to make sure your setup is conducive to actually sleeping. So you leave your phone downstairs. If you need it for an alarm, just buy a cheap alarm clock. Make sure your room temperature is right too. And if your missus starts some in-depth chats at 10:45 p.m., gently encourage her to maybe park it until tomorrow. And then finally, calm all of your senses as much as you can. If your room is a little bright outside, consider an eye mask. If there's annoying background noise, consider earplugs. And kind of related, if like me, you snore or you have trouble breathing through your nose, consider nasal strips and things like that to help you breathe clearly. Now, like I said, that sleep routine gets me 7 or 8 hours of great sleep almost every night. But don't get me wrong, it's okay to not do any of this some nights. You need to live your life. And certainly most of that routine for me goes out the window on a Saturday evening, and I'm okay with dealing with the fallout on a Sunday. My truly rock and roll Saturday nights these days consist of staying up till midnight watching football highlights and random TV shows, drinking a couple of beers and eating crisps, or chips as you call them in the States. And I then get lectured the next morning by my sleep trackers telling me what a naughty boy I've been. But you know, screw them, a man's got to live sometimes. But I hope that that 7-step sleep routine that I went through feels doable for you, because seriously, sleep fixes a lot of the shit that makes life hard as we get older. So get as much of it as you can, as many nights as you can, and as good quality sleep each time as you can. And I really hope for your sake that your weekends are a little bit crazier than mine. Take care, and I'll chat soon, mate.